Right here we are from the confines of Wolf Cave West, which is what I like to call my little secret side studio here at John Clay Wolf Show Studios. We've got a special thing for you. All my life, I mean all my adult and much of my pre-adult life, I have loved the music of Joe Walsh. I mean, with the James Gang, with the Eagles, all by himself. I actually saw the best concert of my life was, the first anniversary of the Hard Rock Cafe in Dallas. It was Thanksgiving night, 1987. Myself and my girlfriend, Leanne, my best buddy, Jesse Brown, and my cousin, John, went to see Joe Walsh at the Hard Rock Cafe. There were only 300 tickets sold for this thing, and it was by far the best live performance, I think, to this day that I've ever seen. So you can imagine how excited I've been to finally get Joe Walsh on the John Clay Wolf Show. And what happens? Well, the day comes up. We've got an appointment for a phone-in interview from Houston, where Joe Walsh is hosting this year's Vets Aid Benefit Concert, and I hope that goes well. So what happens? We know what time it is. We've known all week long. And where is John Clay Wolf? These are the times, bless his heart, that he decides to run late on anything. So Joe Walsh calls, and who's here to answer the phone? Why, it's me, Bobbo. And by the way, we give you this interview in its entirety, flaws, warts, and all, just so you can have a little look and a listen behind the scenes at the John Clay Wolf Show. Do enjoy. This is our interview with Joe Walsh.
Hi there.
There he goes right there. Joe, I was expecting you to say, how you doing?
Well, I just wanted to make sure you were there. Are you there?
Yeah, we're here. This is Bobbo from the Joe Clay Wolf
Show. How you doing?
Nice to have you around the place, man. You know, they used to call somebody else the hardest working man in show business. Now it's you.
Yeah. I'm the hardest sleeping man in show business. Also,
you gotta take credit for something, man. You've had your hands full, and for a really, really good reason these days. This is your third annual Vets Aid concert.
Yes, it is. It's the third one,
and it's at the Toyota Center, Houston, Texas. Big Sunday night gig, and you just added another act to this deal. Now, tickets have been on sale for a while. You've got ZZ Top, Sheryl Crow. The Doobie Brothers have just gotten on that set, along with Brett Paisley,
yep,
and Jason Isbell. It's a great lineup you got put together.
Yeah, and me.
Right. Well,
and
of course,
me.
They get to hear you play as well. And there are still tickets to be had for this deal. You had a busy year.
Hey.
Yeah.
Joe?
Who's yelling? Who's that yelling?
John Clay Wolf, how are you?
Oh, hi, man. How are you?
Good. an artist, a famous person that was on time for an interview, man. This is a first. I was just going to be 5 minutes late, figuring you'd be 15.
Yeah. Well, we can do that if you want to call back.
No, I'm good. Do you know?
Okay, I'm good.
I've been wanting to talk to you. We have some mutual friends in common. Do you remember Glenn's old lady, Janie Beggs?
Yeah,
she's my cousin.
Oh boy, that's a tough. She's a tough assignment, you know.
We talked about you. She said you were you and her were pretty good friends back in the days.
Yeah.
And she said when everybody was tight and angry and bitchy and getting at each other's throats, Joe had this little practice amp, and he'd plug it in and just start strumming and get everybody chilled out with his guitar riffs. I don't know if you remember that or if that's accurate, but that was...
Well, it was wonderful to have heated arguments in the room and just play guitar to it. I came up with a lot of really good ideas. That might be where Life in the Fast Lane came from, come to think of it.
That's funny. Well, I don't know what you and Bobbo have been talking about, why I was running late, but so we've got this big thing in Houston. Bob, what is it next weekend?
Vets Aid is a concert for veterans, and it's a really big deal. Third year that Joe has thrown this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a big lineup. They just added the Doobie Brothers to the bill. You got ZZ Top. You got Brad Paisley, Sheryl Crow, Jason Isbell. It's a big, big show.
And it is what I'm looking at the deal here because I want to go to it. So it's next Sunday.
Yeah, ZZ Top and me too. Joe Walsh is playing that.
Joe Walsh. I just checked with him. Who's that dude? He plays guitars for the Doobie Brothers? I didn't know that.
No.
Have you ever heard Bobo? We have Michael McDonald. He's actually part of our show. I didn't know if you knew that. We have
wow.
Michael.
I love Michael.
He's part of our radio crew. Michael, are you there? Get on the air with me and Joe Walsh.
Hey, Joe. How's it going?
So, Michael, are you gonna be at Vet's Aid with Joe on Sunday?
I'm going to go to Houston and sing with Joe Walsh.
He's pretty good.
Yeah, he's pretty good. We had a lot of fun. You were actually, you were in Fort Worth, Texas. I don't know if you remember this. Probably got paid enough that you damn sure remember it, at a private party. For the Young's birthday, his wife, birthday party, and I missed it, and I'm sick about it. But how often do you do those? How many times a year do you get those deals?
Oh, they just come up.
Yeah,
they just come up. I'm maybe 3 or 4 a year. I get a lot of offers, you know, but. Some of them aren't really a good idea.
So I was figuring,
it has
to have you play at my birthday party. I mean, that's got to set a brother back at least 10 grand, maybe 15, right?
Well, six figures and we're talking.
Bobo, maybe we should start a fund to have Joe Walsh play at my birthday party. It's going to cost $100,000. Is that what is it? How much is that with sound or without sound? Is that with or without Michael McDonald?
No, Michael will already be there. The way I understand it,
let's So I went.
Wait a minute. Yep. Where is this being held?
In Fort Worth, Texas, just in my backyard.
Oh, okay.
I want you to play for my birthday party in my backyard. And I was wondering what it was going to cost.
Well, I don't know. It depends.
Well, what are the variables? Let's go through it right now.
Well, we'll have to do a background check on your guests.
Really? I didn't think about that.
Yeah. Well, they have to be, you know, are any U.S. citizens going to be there?
Half and half.
Okay. Well, we'll talk. Let's get back to the vet.
Okay.
All right. So look, November 10th in Houston is Vet's Aid. And I just decided, you know, I've played charities for other guys. And I just said, you know, I need to pick something and make a difference. Right. And I decided that vets coming back from the Middle East, the transition back to civilian life is almost too much to handle. Mm-hmm. And so I decided to help the vets.
That is awesome, and I understand what you got to pick something. You've done enough. You got to say, this is one thing I need to do good with my life, with my brand. You know, your stardom that you've built over the years. What's something that you can do? So you're raising money for these guys with Vet's Aid in Houston this Sunday.
Well, they need money. It's not necessarily money. They need help.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of them are coming back shattered. There's only about, I don't know, coming up on maybe 3,000 casualties, but there's 20,000 injured vets coming back. It's a different war than we've ever fought.
We had a vet, and I hear exactly what you're saying. Is there a place where people can donate?
Sure. There's a couple different places. My deal is called Vets.org, all one word. Vets Aid.org.
Hey, JD, will you put that on our Facebook page right now on our Twitter so everybody can see it? It's Joe's Deal, vetsaid.org. Okay, go ahead, Joe.
Yeah. Vetsaid.org. That's my place. If you want to come to the concert, that would help. The other thing is, you know, if you can hear my voice, check around wherever you are. There are regional vets groups helping vets, and they don't have much of a budget.
Okay.
And that's the people I'm trying to keep going. So if you really want to help on Veterans Day, check around and ask, you know, everybody knows somebody or some family that has a vet in it. Ask around and find out where the help centers are and help them keep going.
Okay. I think it's good advice. We have John Wayne Walding. You may not know who he is, but he got all banged up in the war, and he's a spokesman for Vets Also, and we had him on the show at 9 o'clock this morning.
Great.
Same thing. I mean, it's Veterans Day weekend. And
what's his name?
John Wayne Walding.
John Wayne. I got all excited when you said John Wayne.
He's got a hell of a story, too. I'll shoot you a link to it.
Yes.
But they've all got a good stories, and they've all got the same message, and it's the message that you're sending out today as well, and you're willing to donate your time, and here we are right now, and you're going from... Where are you? Are you in New York today? Joe? Deluja? I may have lost him. Joe, hey, check one.
He's still up and on.
I just saw it was New York. I didn't know if he was in a... I think I lost him. Joe, you there? Yep, I lost him.
You try to ring him back?
Sure.
You know how to do that?
No. Did we call him or he called us?
He called us.
Then he'll call us back, probably. Yeah, there he is. All right?
Yeah.
No sweat. We're recording this, so he can just edit it out.
No, we can hear you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry, I lost you.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yep. I was asking. I noticed your calls from... Are y'all in New York today?
No, I'm in Houston. I'm getting ready for the show.
Oh, already?
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, it's a big doing.
Absolutely. Where is this, Bob? Toyota Center. Gotcha. So we got all that lined out. Bob's got good audio and all that because he's going to edit this up and we're going to air it across the country in the morning. We're on about 43 stations.
Fantastic.
Well, kick ass, Joe. We've got Joe Walsh. You know him. Some of you know him from the Eagles. Some of you know him from his solo work. Some of you know him from James Gang. And some of you know him from just the best damn guitar riffs written in this century. And I'm not trying to blow wind up your skirt, homie, but I do think that way. I mean,
you just did.
It's just good. I mean, if it's good, it's good.
Yeah, I know. I like it.
Bob and I went and checked you out with Bad Company, and you can play guitar as well as Paul can sing at this age. I mean, you guys still have it. You got it. I mean,
that is a compliment.
I mean, Paul
Rogers, a monster.
Dude, I mean, how old is he, Bob? I don't even know. 70, 68, 72?
I think he's 28.
I mean, he sings as well as ever. And listening to y'all solo set, this was about 3 years ago in Dallas, and you played in front of Bad Company, and y'all just sounded like $1 million. And speaking of $1 million, I hope you raise $1 million or more than $1 million for the veterans this weekend in Houston, Texas at Vet Aid. You can go to vetaid.org, which is Joe's.
Vetsaid.org. And listen, man, this is not a political deal. Politics aren't in this. Our guys are coming back from putting themselves in harm's way, and they're coming back shattered. And it's a forgotten war, but the war is alive and well. You know, if you search for it on the internet, the media doesn't pay much attention to it. But these guys are coming back shattered, and they really need help.
Perfect.
Buy tickets.
Couldn't agree more. Buy tickets. And do we know where to buy tickets, Bob?
BetJ.org.
Same spot. There we go. All right, Joe. We will see.
Or if you're in Houston, it's where the Rockets play.
It's that simple. We'll see you Sunday, yeah. Joe Walsh, and appreciate your time and what you're doing for the veterans, man.
All right. Give my best to Mike McDonald.
I will. Later.